think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Should I use hydrogen peroxide 8 on bloodstains in concrete? Google search.
What is the time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 12:53:44 p.m.
What is the title on page 665, record 2413?
Can the FBI tell when you accessed your phone? Google search.
What time and date?
January 1st, 2023 at 1:43:02 p.m.
What is the title on page 670, record 2430?
Does the dishwasher clean blood? Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 1st, 2023 at 1:52:26 p.m.
What is the title on page 671, record 2433?
Is it possible that a knife which had blood on it remains contaminated with HIV after it has been washed with hot water in dishwasher soap, -Kiora?
What is the date and time?
January 1st, 2023, 1:52:57 p.m.
What is the title on page 693, record 2502?
How to remove a SIM card from an iPhone. Yahoo search.
What time and date?
January 2nd, 2023 at 2 o'clock in the morning, a.m.
And what follows that search, record 2503?
The Apple support website, remove or switch the SIM card in your iPhone-Apple support.
And what is the date and time for that?
January 2nd, 2023, 2 a.m. in 15 seconds.
What is the title on page 694, record 2507?
How to remove a hard drive from an Apple laptop, Yahoo search results.
And what is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 2:01, 19 a.m.
What is the title on page 699, record 2524?
TJ Maxx near me, Norwell, Yahoo search results.
What is the time and date?
January 2nd, 2023, 5:24, 08 a.m.
What is the title on page 717, record 2580?
How long do stores keep security footage, Google search?
What is the time and date?
January 2nd, 2023, 10:32, 43 a.m.
What is the title on page 724 into 725, record 2608?
How to saw a body, Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 12:27, 31 p.m.
What is the title on page 725, record 2610?
How to dismember a body, Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 12:27, 43 p.m.
What is the title on page 730, record 2626?
Hacksaw, the best tool for dismembering a body, Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 12:33, 48 p.m.
What is the title on page 733, record 2633?
Details of dismemberment discussed in murder trial, Wayne 15.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 12:42, 59 p.m.
What is the title on page 735, record 2638?
Can you be charged with murder without a body? Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 12:47, 01 p.m.
What is the title on page 738, record 2647?
Murder conviction without a body, Wikipedia.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 12:47, 10 p.m.
What is the title on page 738, record 2649?
No corpse, no problem. Notable murder convictions without a body, A&E true crime.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 12:51, 47 p.m.
What is the title on page 745, record 2670?
Can you identify a body with broken teeth? Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 1:12:46 p.m.
What is the title on page 746 into 747, record 2674?
Disposing of a body in the trash. Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 1:14:51 p.m.
What is the title on page 769, record 2747?
Chatham West Apartments Rentals, Brockton, MA, Zillow.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 1:34:35 p.m.
What is the title on page 777, record 2768?
The Claremont Apartments Rentals, Abington, Mass, Zillow.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 1:36, 14 p.m.
What is the title on page 787, record 2798?
What powder mass smells the best? Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 2:51, 28 p.m.
What is the title on page 797, record 2830?
Can I mix white vinegar to stop smells? Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 2nd, 2023, 7:09:03 p.m.
What is the title on page 798, record 2832?
Can baking soda make a dead body smell good? Dash Google search.
What is the date and time?
January 3rd, 2023, 1:15:55 a.m.
What is the title on page 807, record 2856?
Cleaning up blood without leaving a trace, dash 5 tips, aftermath services.
What date and time?
January 3rd, 2023, 5:03:06 a.m.
What is the title on page 819, record 2900?
Are footprints easy to wash away? Google search.
What date and time?
January 3rd, 2023, 6:55:58 a.m.
What is the title on page 858, record 3025?
How long for a dismembered body to decompose? Yahoo search results.
What date and time?
January 3rd, 2023, 1:02:23 p.m.
What is the title on page 860, record 3033?
Body found at trash station. Yahoo search results.
What date and time?
January 3rd, 2023, 1:05:50 p.m.
What is the title on page 866, record 3056?
Can a body decompose in a plastic bag? Yahoo search results.
What date and time?
January 3rd, 2023, 1:12:50 p.m.
What is the title of page 888, record 3127?
Can police get your search history without your computer? Google search.
What date and time?
January 3rd, 2023, 7:30:38 p.m.
What is the title on page 904, record 3184?
Does a cell phone track your historical location? Yahoo search results.
What is the date and time?
January 4th, 2023, 8:55:27 a.m.
Are there any searches from January 4th at 8:03 p.m. to January 7th at 3:58 p.m.?
I don't believe so. From the MacBook on?
On the MacBook, from January 4th at 8:03 p.m., January 4th to January 7th at 3:58 p.m.
Well, this last search was done at 8:55, so it wouldn't be 8:03.
Okay, so from 8:55 p.m.?
I don't believe so. I'd have to see.
Fair court, Sean?
May.
To see that there's more pages. I forget the exact dates. Thank you. So I'm going to double check. Thank you. There's not.
And then starting at January 7th at 3:58 p.m., what is the first search?
That's listed here. It says Chase credit card login Google search.
And can you give us a page and a record number?
Yes. In the book, page 906, record number 3195.
So did you look at any searches prior to January 1st?
Yes.
And I'd like to start with page 521. Looking at 521, record 1938. Um, 1939, please. Trooper, can you tell me what time this occurred?
Yes. It says January 1st, 2023 at 3:49:39 a.m.
And can you tell me what's happening in this record number?
It shows the URL for accounts.google.com for just like the Gmail, a login through the web.
And going to 1940, record 1940 on the next page, that being 5:22. Does that continue?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And going to page 5:24. Does that continue until record 1947?
Yes, it does.
And what date and time does that end?
The last one shows January 1st, 2023, 3:50:06 a.m. And then the following is about an hour and about an hour later.
Thank you. Now looking at page 225 into 226, record 825. Can you tell me the title being looked at?
Yep. It says, Cheating Wife Seduces Another Man to Impregnate Her, Scarlet Scandal, Seth Gamble, Erotica, X-Pornhub.com.
And what is the date and time?
12/27/2022, 12:06:28 a.m.
And this continues on record 826, is that correct?
Yes, it's a duplicate from the previous.
Okay. And 827, could you go down, Mr. Gilman? Could you go down, please?
It's there, the title's on the right there at the top.
Okay. If you... could keep going down, though, please. Okay. And if you could tell me, if you could keep going down, I'm sorry, to 828. And what is this?
It says, chat with Miss underscore B in a live adult video chat room now.
And what time is that?
12:06:28 a.m. on December 27th, 2022.
Okay. And if this continues until record 831, if you could go to 831, please, Ms. Gilman. Is that correct with Pornhub, Trooper?
Yes, it's there for about 7 or so minutes.
Thank you. And page 241 to 242, record 891. What is that title, please?
Best Divorce Strategies for Men, Yahoo Search Results.
And what is the date?
December 27th, 2022, 8:33:53 p.m.
And page... 253, record 935. What is the title, please?
Best Date to Divorce for a Man, Google search.
And what is the date and time?
December 27th, 2022, 8:51:33 p.m.
And page 256, record 934. What is the title?
It's 943.
I'm sorry.
Five best and five worst states to get divorced in the U.S.
And what is the date and time?
December 27th, 2022, 8:52 p.m. 8:52:39 p.m.
Thank you. Page 257, record 945. What is the title?
Washington, D.C. divorce laws, Google search.
And what is the date and time?
December 27th, 2022, 8:54, 13 p.m.
And you have the binder exhibit in front of you, but if you look between records 891 and 934, what does the safari history show to you between those record numbers, 891 and 934? What topic articles are being looked at?
What number is this one we're on? The divorce laws, if you scroll up?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is 945.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. If we look at record numbers 891 through 934.
They are all showing websites regarding divorce, divorce advice, mistakes in divorce, using verbal abuse, don't split up like this, the 10 stupidest mistakes men make facing divorce. It's all divorce related.
Thank you. So if we look at page 259, record 951, what is the title being looked at?
Scroll back up. I'll just read it from the URL. So it's a Google search for Chase login credit card, and then it does a redirect to the Chase. It does it again. It's duplicated.
Okay. And what is the date and time?
December 27, 2022 at 8:57, 13 p.m.
Okay. And this goes on to record 1026 on page 279, if you look in the binder. Is that correct?
Yes, showing all Chase account information, the Chase website for the account.
Trooper, if you look at page 508, record 1890.
Okay.
What is the title?
Replay poker dash Google search.
And what is the date and the time?
12/31/2022, 6:53 p.m.
Your Honor, I am about to change topics. Would this be a good time to stop for lunch?
Sure.
All right, on the court, please. The notebooks. Hold it. Put us back in session. You may be seated.
And you may proceed.
Thank you very much. Marino, I just want to finish with that. Can you just remind me of the exhibit number in front of you on the binder?
Yes, it's exhibit 79.
I just want to finish with exhibit 79 with the going back to initially page 598, record 2193. If you could just tell me the title for that.
Yes, Patrick Kearney, Google search.
Okay. And going then to page 600, record 2198.
Yes, this is Patrick Kearney, Wikipedia.
And could you please tell me the date and time for that?
Yes, January 1st, 2023, 11:30:57 a.m.
And in the course of your investigation, did you do anything to determine who Patrick Kearney was?
Yes, I did.
And what did you do to determine who Patrick Kearney was?
I went to the Wikipedia site that the user of the laptop went to.
And what did you learn?
That Patrick Kearney was called the trash bag killer.
Thank you. Trooper, I want to ask you if you were able I want to ask you about what day you received your search warrants from the court. You had previously told us that it was January 10th of 2023. Is that correct?
No, I messed up the days.
What date was it?
I got the warrants on January 9th. I did the device extractions on the 10th.
Thank you. So that's still of 2023?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you very much. So, Trooper Carino, you made a forensic copy of the iPad Mini 6. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And that was item number 7 that you gave in the lab. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And after getting that search warrant on January 9th, how did you make the forensic copy of the device of the iPad Mini 6?
So I used GreatKey, which is specialized hardware and software, to extract the information from the device so we could look at it later.
Okay. And what date did you use the GreatKey?
That was January 10th of 2023.
Okay. And can you just explain the process to the jurors of using the GreatKey?
Yes. So we get the device. We plug it into the system. If a passcode is known, you enter the passcode. If not, it has the ability, depending on iOS and Apple product model, to brute force the passcode to guess it. And it can take anywhere from days to years.
Okay. And then once the information is extracted or a copy is made, what do you do with the data?
So we save it from the GreatKey server to our secure server so we can load that into whatever forensic software we want to use to look at it, whether it be Cellebrite or Axiom.
Because it's not in a readable format at that point. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's in an encrypted zip file.
Okay. And where is the actual device now, that iPad Mini 6?
That's at the Norfolk DA's office evidence room.
Okay. And after you made the forensic copy, then what did you do?
The device would stay in evidence, and then we would load that, like as I said, into our forensic software to start looking at the information.
And what software did you use?
I use Cellebrite for this one, okay. Their physical analyzer.
Trooper, had you previously examined this device, that same device, the iPad Mini 6?
Yes, I had.
And when was that?
January 7th of 2023.
And how did you have possession of the iPad Mini 6?
It was given to us by Brian Walsh, okay. The police.
And what forensic tool did you use when you first examined the iPad Mini that Brian Walsh gave to you?
I used the same products. I used GreatKey for the extraction and then Cellebrite Physical Analyzer to view the data.
And at that time, did you have the password?
Yes, I did.
And what was the password for that device?
121212.
And after making a copy, a forensic copy of the data, what did you do with the iPad that the police received from Brian Walsh on January 7th?
Devices were returned to Brian Walsh.
And was that same device in the Walsh residence on January 8th when you executed the search warrant?
Yes, it was.
And how do you know that it was the same device?
So when we plug a system into GreatKey, it creates a progress report showing the date and time that we plugged it in, the process it goes through, and creates a PDF. When we plug that same device in days later, it, as long as the extraction has been deleted off the server, it rereads and knows this is the same device, same serial number. The hash value for the information may be different because time has changed, so user input and changes to the device will show. So,
but the serial number is the same.
Yeah, serial number is the same. The Apple ID, the model number, all that stays the same.
And who assigns the serial number?
Apple, when it's manufactured.
Okay. So when you examined the device on January 10th, after the search warrant issued, did you determine who the iPad, whose Apple ID, for this iPad, whose Apple ID was associated with it?
Yes, I did.
And what was the Apple ID?
BRW@tensaleconsulting.com.
And was there a device name?
Yes, Brian's iPad.
And when you first examined the iPad Mini 6 on January 7th, what was the Apple ID?
The same, BRW@tensaleconsulting.
And what was the device name?
Again, the same, Brian's iPad.
Were you limited in the dates that the search warrant allowed you to examine?
Yes.
Do you have any objection on the side one?
Sure.
Cooper, the warrant that you wrote, that you sought, you limited the dates to 12/25/22 through January 8th of 2023 for the data that you could look at. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And so you followed those dates when you were doing your search?
Yes, you're able to edit the information down to that set time frame.
And so you did an examination of the web history for the iPad Mini. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So you did it for both initially for when Mr. Walsh had given you the device, and then you did it again when you sought a search warrant. You did two extractions of that and analysis, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And, Your Honor, that has been marked as exhibit number... previously as exhibit number 8.
And noting the prior objections, any new objections? That's item number 7, is that correct?
That is item number 7 that I've had many.
Okay. So I now marked in Evans as exhibit 80 is the extraction for item 7.
Thank you.
iPad Mini 6.
Yeah, please, Your Honor.
You may.
And Trooper, I'll show you the table. It has report 1 and report 2. And there's a yellow piece of paper that divides.
Okay.
Can you just tell me the difference, report 1 and report 2, when those were done?
Yes. So report 1 was just an extraction of the web history that I created to send out in email format on January 7th. And... just go to the next page here.
So that was from when Brian Walsh gave police the device.
That's correct.
And report 2?
Yes, just get to it. And report 2 is post that. This has a date of 11/10/2025 using, again, physical analyzer for the web history.
Okay, and that's from the search warrant content, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and what makes the PDF reports different besides one was given to police and one was based on a search warrant?
So Cellebrite and all of these companies, they come out with constant software updates. This is a far older version of Cellebrite that I used. This is just a newer version, so it might have some columns extra that the older version didn't have.
So you're pointing. If you could just use your words.
Yes. So each report has different columns. It's the same information, but it's just extra. It may have an extra column of information. That's the only difference.
So the second report in the file, that software was updated, is what you're saying?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So you said that the binder contains the web history from the iPad. So those are the same? The web history is the same?
Yes, I nothing was taken out from the web history. It's whatever was there from that date and time frame.
Okay. And the binder, You said that the binder contains the web history from the iPad. And what had you looked at with the MacBook? Also web history?
Yes, it's the Safari web. It's just called a little different in Axiom, just a how they name it.
Okay. And what did you find between the MacBook and the iPad web history?
So the web history for the iPad, other than numerous more YouTube videos, had the same searches that we saw that are in the MacBook.
Were you able to determine which device, the laptop, meaning the MacBook, or the iPad, the searches originated from?
Yes, I was.
How?
So initially, I had only looked at the iPad first and had believed that they possibly had come from that. By extracting the database from each device and then loading it into a SQLite browser, which is another program to just view the databases, I was able to see that the MacBook had a designation of 0, showing that it originated on the MacBook, whereas the iPad did not have that. It had an unknown source.
And what did that indicate to you?
That the MacBook, all of these searches that were done on the MacBook were native to that machine, not from another device coming over.
So what did that indicate that had happened with the iPad?
Well, that due to the Apple IDs being the same in both devices, the iPad during setup must have had the sync function on because it was able to sync the web history to the iPad, but not the iPad to the MacBook.
And what does sync mean?
Synchronize. Apple makes their product, so if you use the same Apple ID on your phone, your laptop, and your iPad, it shares all the information, so you're not constantly switching between devices.
If a user does not change the settings, the data can sync across devices that are signed in with the same Apple ID? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So if you look back at the big binder, that being Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 1.
And you look at like record 2365 on page 650. Thank you. It says...
What's the record number we're looking
at? 2365, Your Honor. No. It says in the... I'm sorry. If you could go up, Ms. Gilman. Yeah, 2364, I should have said. In that URL, it says channel equals iPad underscore BM and source. What does that mean?
So it's meaning that channel is iPad underscore BM. BM stands for bookmark or favorites. So it's that the Google search engine is a favorite in the iPad.
Does that show that the search originated on the iPad then?
No.
So why is that appearing?
I'm not 100% sure of why Apple codes it this way, but it's that the iPad and the MacBook are synced, so the iPad has Google as its saved bookmark search engine.
Thank you. You can take that, Doc. Thank you very much. Did you forensically copy the iPhone 13 mini and iPhone SE pursuant to a search warrant?
Yes.
And these are Apple products?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And are you familiar with an iMessage?
Yes, I am.
And what is the difference between an iMessage and a text message?
So the iMessage is going from Apple device to Apple device, whereas a text message is going Apple device to an Android. You'll know this if you have an Apple phone, you get the blue messages. And if you send it to someone who doesn't have an Apple phone, you're getting the text box is green.
So what was the process that you followed to make a forensic copy of the phones?
The same as the iPad, plugs it into GrayKey, did the extraction, and then from there, saved it to our server and would be able to load it up later into Cellebrite to analyze it.
Same process.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And could you forensically copy both phones at the same time?
No, as I said, we only have one GrayKey machine, so we have to do one device at a time.
Okay. And then were you able to look at the device on a program like Cellebrite?
Yes, that's what I use, Cellebrite Physical Analyzer.
And had you previously viewed the data on the iPhone Mini 13?
I did a cursory look with Trooper Connor Keefe, but I didn't go deep into it.
Okay. And how had you accessed the iPhone 13 Mini previously?
The same way. It's the right key, downloaded it, and Cellebrite Physical Analyzer to view it.
But had Mr. Walsh given that to police?
Oh, yes, that's correct.
Okay. And when was that?
January 6th or 7th? January 6th, I'm sorry. Okay. 2023.
And you had worked, you said, with Trooper Keefe on that?
That's correct.
All right. And did you have a password for that iPhone 13 Mini?
Yes, we did.
And what was that password?
1975-12.
And were you able to determine a phone number for that iPhone 13 Mini?
Yes, I was.
And do you know the phone number?
Yes.
And what is that phone number?
617-939-8646.
And what is the Apple ID for that phone?
So there were two listed, Diana_Walsh@comcast.net, I believe, and then BrianRWalsh@gmail.com.
So that's not the same as the MacBook and the iPad?
No, that's correct.
So what's the significance of that?
Well, that the phone wouldn't sync to those other two devices.
Did you examine the device to see if the iPhone Mini 13 was used on January 1st and 2nd of 2023?
Yes, I did.
And how did you do that?
I pared it down by date and then looked at the device events.
And were you able to prepare a report?
Yes, I was.
And how did you prepare that report?
I exported the device events from the phone, from Cellebrite Physical Analyzer, to PDF.
As Exhibit 81.
Any new objections?
No, you're
What's the item number on this one, since that's what I've been keeping track of these?
Oh, the item number on this one is... Five.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The extraction for item five, the iPhone 13 Mini, is now in evidence. This is Exhibit 81.
Your Honor, might Ms. Gilman display this?
She may.
Thank you. If you could just do the top columns. Thank you. Trooper, what is event type?
The event type is what the phone records, what it did. So shown here, device lock status.
What is value?
What happened with the phone. So showing the first one showing unlocked.
What is additional information?
If the phone recorded any additional information, how it was plugged in or anything, it would show in this column here.
What is AC charge? If you could go down just a little bit, Ms. Gilman. A little bit more. Keep going to AC charger. Thank you. What is AC charger?
So line five shows the charging method, and it shows that it was plugged into an AC wall charger.
What is that?
Like when you plug in at home to your alternating current in the wall.
Thank you. What is USB port?
That's the charging method. It was plugged via USB port to charge the phone.
What is source?
The source is the location of where the information came from the device, like how it recorded it.
So there are two options, I believe. If we could see... Knowledge C and Biome?
Yes, it's two different locations how Apple stores data. Knowledge C is the main database. Biome is a secondary repository for the information.
And what is deleted?
If the event was deleted from the phone.
Going through the report, what event was associated with this device on January 1st, 2023 at 7:57 a.m.? And these are all converted UTC times, correct, for Eastern Standard Time?
That's correct. If you look, it says UTC minus 5 in the parentheses.
Thank you. So 7:57 a.m.
Yes.
So that's device number 2?
Yes. So it shows, one and two show the same items. One just shows the start time, 7:57 a.m. The device lock status, the phone was unlocked.
And how long was it unlocked?
Approximately 2 minutes.
And what time does the device become locked?
7:59:45 a.m.
And after the device becomes locked, what happens next to it?
8:09:12 a.m. on January 1st. It is plugged in.
And then what happened?
It recorded two charging things 2 seconds apart. And then after at 11:23 a.m., the device is unlocked again.
Okay, and then what happens?
It is then locked at 11:24:15.
And then what happens?
The device is... 12:38:40, it's unlocked again on the first.
And then what happens?
And then it's locked again at 12:39:20 on the first.
And then does the phone get unlocked?
Yes, 12:45:20.
And then what happens?
And locked again at 12:46:49.
And then what happens?
It is unplugged on the first at 1:42:02 p.m. And then unlocked on January 2nd at 2:25 p.m.
How can an iPhone be unlocked?
There's two ways, Face ID or by inputting the passcode.
Trooper, in addition to your digital forensics work on this case, did you transport evidence from the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner to the crime lab?
Yes, I did.
And generally, what did you pick up?
I believe there were 7 bags of rug, some metal tissue, and I believe hair.
And how large were those bags?
The bags of rug were like the... not as big as a long leaf bag, but a large brown bag, and the other ones were smaller.
And when was that?
January 11th of 2023.
And where did you take those?
To the Maynard Crime Lab.
And what did you do when you arrived at the lab?
I turned them over to Crime Lab staff and filled out their intake paperwork.
And did you submit those for processing?
Yes, that's correct.
And you got a receipt for that you dropped those off?
Yes, they gave me a copy of the intake form.
I might have one moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's Social Casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.